So,
Yeah.
throughout the
You see?
week, what's
Yeah.
that?
Yeah, I just was looking for the usual notice, but I didn't get that this time. Only one.
I don't know if you wanted
Usually.
to continue doing Isaiah
Well,
or
we could.
talk
I
about end
figured.
times headlines
Well, I think
because.
we did a little of both last time. Maybe we'll do the same this time too. Okay. Let me
Okay.
read a couple. We'll read a couple of chapters of Isaiah. Let's start in prayer. Father, thank you. Be with us tonight as we look into your word and show us those things that you would have us to know. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
58. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exalt and exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness? To undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Okay. John, why don't you do 59? And then we can talk about that a little and maybe get into the other
Okay,
two.
give me one sec. I was gonna say though, on
Yeah,
58,
please.
I've
Yeah,
always
please.
loved the that last passage,
Yeah.
13 through 14.
Yeah.
But
13 and 14 about the Sabbath.
yeah, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. And
Yeah.
I love that.
I think it's the best
It's just,
description of this really, there's all this different opinions, especially, in Jewish law. as to how do you keep the Sabbath? What can you do? What can't you do? And it's always very legalistic. Oh, well, you can't. Like if you are familiar with Jewish traditions, there's a lot of country. Well, is it all right to turn the light switch on?
Right, I know my refrigerator has
What the
Sabbath.
re refrigerator, they have special settings where the refrigerator won't let the light come on
Right,
and things like
can do
that.
that with that refrigerator. It
And
won't turn
it's
on.
extremely legalistic. And I
Right,
think
but again,
God would have a problem with that, actually. I think the Lord would have a problem with that.
so yeah, I guess that's kind of where I was coming from. The Reformed people have been accused of being legalistic as well. And so yes, of course it's good to go to church on Sunday, and but they would probably frown upon going grocery shopping on Sundays or ordering a takeout pizza or something like that. But I guess my question is, Carmen and I try to not go shopping on Sundays. We've been doing this for a long time. We don't go shopping and things like that. But what is it? I mean, from doing your own pleasure on my holiday. So, okay, my point is, we've said that we're not going to go out, we're not going to go shopping, we're not going to be on the road, we're just going to hang out here. But I mean, how do you stop from doing your own pleasure?
That's the thing. That's what I think is so interesting about this. It's very difficult. And in fact, I think even when, because I try to keep the Sabbath also, and that is exactly the problem. You can tell yourself, well, I'm not going to go to the store, and
Yeah,
I
that's easy, in fact, because if you do all your planning on Saturdays, like what we do, we do everything on Saturday, we've purchased ourselves to the freedom to sit home on Sundays. Now, okay, we've
What
got
do
that
you
squared
do?
away. Now, if I go outside and read a book and have a cigar, that's not that's pleasurable.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Say so.
I don't think it's the pleasurable. I don't think the pleasurableness of it is the issue, because and I'll tell you why. The one thing I think is good about the way the Jews celebrate the Sabbath is the on Friday night they have the first Sabbath meal, and then they'll have another Sabbath meal just before it's over, Saturday evening. And those meals are certainly pleasurable. They're supposed to be. In fact, it's a lot of people who might, like Isaac Singer, who was a vegetarian, he was often accused by people who were Jews and say, that's really not kosher to be vegetarian because you're required to eat meat on the Sabbath meal. Why? Because it was in honor of God. It's a time where it's like the sacrificial feast. You're rejoicing in the Lord. You're eating, it's like you're eating a meal with the Lord, you see. And it's supposed to be something where you can bless God from your heart for his goodness to you and what you're receiving from him. So you don't want to fast on the Sabbath. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to deprive yourself because that's not the point. But I think what, like it says, call the Sabbath of delight. That's what you should be saying. This is a gift that God has given me to rest and to be free from the burdens of having to pursue my own pleasure. That's where I think is what's so interesting. We think, oh, pursuing our pleasure is the greatest thing in the world, but it's really, if you think about it, it's very often a form of slavery. It's a self-imposed slavery that we put like, I have to go to the store. I have to do this work around the house. There's all these things that we have to do. And God's saying, no, you don't have to. This day,
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
you can sit, but you can sit, stand in my presence the whole day long and just forget about all these things that you think are necessities and enjoy me in my presence.
Yeah,
That's
that's
beautiful about it. It's hard to do, though,
we did listen
because.
to several sermons this morning from Charles Lawson, and We always try to do that on Sundays. We listen to some sermons and
That's a good thing.
Carmen Cleans, but we do hang out at the house. I don't do any excessive, I don't work really.
John, I'm not trying to make, again, I am not preaching
No,
or suggesting that you try to formulate this in a legalistic way, because I think the greatest benefit that I've found to this is that you constantly are reminding yourself about how much our lives are. I mean, trying to observe the Sabbath reminds you of how much your life is subject to the slavery of the world. It reminds you, because of the contrast between how you live your life that day and how it is lived the rest of the week. And actually, it what I've found it does is that lessons that you're learning from trying to live for the, just for the Lord on one day spill over into the rest of the week, where you start to think during the regular week too. Do I really, what is it the Lord wants? What does He want from me? And I think that's the value of it all. Not in so much in exactly what you do or don't do, but in taking that extra thought, that just to say this, I'm setting this day apart for the Lord. Paul says, one man esteems, one day above another. Another man seems every day the same, but they both do it as unto the Lord. That's the key thing. So
All right.
anyway,
Let me
just
thank
for
you.
that.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch vipers' eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Therefore, justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us. And as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, the coastlands he will fully repay. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore. There's a lot in that
Yeah,
chapter.
look at verse 17. That's exactly what Paul quotes in Ephesians 6.
Yeah, that's
The
what
breastplate
there
of
was more to
righteousness and the
say.
helmet
Yeah,
of salvation.
that stood out, and I never realized that
Isn't that
before.
amazing?
Did you ever know that?
No, I
I
didn't
never
realize
knew
that until tonight.
Yeah, same thing with me. If you had said, in your
Where's
part
this
of
in
the
the Old
Bible, does
Testament?
it mention putting on the breastplate of righteousness? Of course, I would say, oh, Ephesians.
Yeah, you would never think that it was in Isaiah.
It's clearly there in Isaiah. That is amazing. That's shot off the page.
Right.
He's
Absolutely
got the
amazing.
helmet of salvation, the
And the
breastplate of
breastplate of
righteousness.
righteousness.
And Paul uses that to talk about putting on the full armor of
Armor
faith.
of God. And you know,
Because every Christian is a soldier.
even the garments of vengeance for sort of in re It suggests what Paul is talking about because he's talking about an armor, something that a soldier would wear, which
Yeah, you know,
correlates.
we have that's something that the church doesn't teach anymore. The concept that every single saint is a soldier,
Yeah.
you know, and this world is not your friend, and Satan is not your friend, you know,
Right.
they are attacking you. Satan and demons and spiritual powers in the heavenlies, right?
Yeah, right.
We're not
Yeah.
taught that anymore, and as a result, these Christians are going out in without any armor, which is imagine a soldier going out to battle with, you know, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was also, I mean, yeah, there's so much that you could say with this chapter.
Well, look at verse 9, because that again reminds me of Dylan borrowed a lot of stuff out of the Bible. People have always said that. But I mean, darkness and at noon, darkness at the break of noon,
Yeah.
it's like it's that phrase is just re suggested. If he were reading this chapter, I could see him pulling that out.
Yeah. Yeah. He borrowed a lot from Isaiah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's a
There's
lot of it.
trouble. If you know Dylan, you'll see him all throughout
All the
Isaiah.
time, yeah.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, that is another thing that I wanted to say, actually, is
Yeah.
the I saw that too, but there is darkness and yeah,
And we
and we
stumble
stumble
at
at noonday as at twilight,
it.
darkness at the break of noon.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's.
But I like the idea here that it's separation from God, and then there's confessed sin. You know, and that's all like that's another thing that it's God has no interaction with sin. And so if you're indulging in sin, your communication with God is going to be disrupted and cut off. You cannot be participating in sin and have communion with God. He will have no relationship with that. Which is a good thing to remember.
Yeah, I like this verse 15. It's the other thing that struck me, where it says, "He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey, and the Lord saw it and it displeased him." I remember when I was I shouldn't say when, but I've heard people say in general, if somebody's trying to do act in a righteous way, oh, you're just gullible. In other words, they'll say things like you're being naive. You're going to be taken advantage of. And there's an element of
But
truth in
that's
it.
why the Bible says you need to be as gentle as a dove, yet wise as a
Wise as
serpent.
a serpent,
So
yeah.
you need to be, in other words, have the mind of your enemy. People, again, this is a verse that confuses so many Christians because, like, why would we want to be wise as a serpent? Because it basically says, know your enemy. Don't be naive. You know, you're supposed to be gentle as a dove, yes, but have the mind of the serpent and know what they're doing. Anyway. Continue. I'm sorry. You were
No, that's it.
saying
No, that's
that.
all I wanted to say. Yeah.
Oh,
That's
yeah. A
good.
lot of people are tripped up by that verse. They get the whole gentle as a dove thing, but then that's what opens you up to becoming a floor mat. They forget that you're supposed to be as wise as a serpent as well. I thought that the
Although
whole.
Paul does say when he's talking to the Corinthians about taking each other to court, he does tell them, you're better, I would rather see you lose so many than take your brother to court. So, I mean, I think there
Oh
are
no, I'm
times,
not talking about that, but I'm just saying, like, I think that we are called to not just, I think a lot of times Christians walk through the world with these rose-colored glasses and they don't even know what's really going on, and that's when the problems happen. I think that you're supposed to be a Christian, not pursue lawsuits, for example, but you have to be wise as the serpent. I thought it was amazing how he in I love how it says that God wondered that there was no intercessor, therefore his own arm brought salvation. That's pretty amazing. I mean, if anyone were to question the deity of Christ, that's a pretty strong verse right there. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
It's very good.
Was there anything that you wanted? We did two chapters in Isaiah. Did you want to continue, or were there other things that you wanted to
No,
discuss?
no, I'm gonna stop. I don't want to do too many chapters. I think when we run through too much, we don't really. This will give us something for next time too.
Because
I
my love.
want to make a note as to what we did. So we did 58 and 59 tonight. Okay.
I'm all caught up on the end times headlines.
You are. I looked them over. I didn't obviously listen to all the talks. What
But
did you
I can.
find anything particularly interesting?
Yeah. The one thing that I thought was most interesting was that he was talking about the 2030 agenda,
The what agenda?
the
The
2030
oh
agenda.
yeah, I missed that. Okay, what did he say about that?
Yeah, he was talking about that, and I think it was interesting because he's talking about, and I'm hoping that I'm getting this right, that the current economic problems that are happening, and even I'm feeling that. I think I talked on Thanksgiving that I was
I
struggling.
know.
We still are, and I'm thinking, man, if I'm struggling, I don't know what the hell everybody
Imagine what
else
other people are doing.
is. Yeah, because I'm feeling it. And I guess the point is, he was talking about there's political upheavals, the economic, the economy's out of control, and all of this is leading, it's fueling the 2030 agenda, which will result in what was he saying, like a monthly Everyone will just receive a monthly
Money,
income,
yeah. Yeah.
and you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And
Yeah.
ultimately, of course, that leads to the beast system.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I also wanted to say was, while we were listening to that, or the same day that we had heard that podcast about the 2030 agenda, I was on Facebook later on that night, just before going to bed,
Yeah.
and someone said, "Hey, if you look on your iPhone and you go to 2030,
Yeah.
there's no holidays listed on 2030." And I said,
What do you
"No."
mean, no Holland?
That's what they said. And I was like, "That's silly." So I pulled up my phone and I'm going through. I'm like, "Yeah, 2026, you can see July 4th, Thanksgiving, whatever. 27, 28, 29, they're all there. You get
Twenty
to
thirty,
20,
nothing.
you get to 2030, there's nothing. They have all the dates, but there's nothing." And I was like, "That is
That's
creepy."
amazing. So, in other words, if you're not working, you don't, what do you need a holiday for? Right?
Is that what that means?
Maybe.
Hmm.
You need the damn.
Doesn't it say somewhere in the Bible that he changes days and times?
Yeah, he should change days and times. But that, I don't
That's what I
know.
was thinking.
Well, it might have something to do with that. But
I
you
was.
still have the same calendar and everything. You know, when they
You
actually
know,
did that, and I'm
the
sure it
French
was,
Revolution.
yeah, which
Yeah.
probably reminds me, it's like a foretaste of what might be to come,
Which was
because that was
absolutely
actually
satanic.
done. Yeah, and it was actually done deliberately, just to get away from the old calendar.
Huh. So I'm glad that you're. I guess that's what I wanted. I wanted your take on
Yeah.
that. What, so you think that that just means that if I, apparently 2030 agenda is going to succeed, and
Well, they whether it succeeds, I wouldn't go that far because I'm not sure the Lord isn't going to come back before 2030. So they may think it's going to succeed, but that doesn't mean it is.
man, you know, so wait a minute, that's another aspect.
Yeah.
So hold on a second. I want to wrap my head around this. We've got the one interpretation could be that no one's working, therefore you don't need holidays. B, Christ could return.
Well, that has nothing to do with what iPhone does. You don't think they're not creating a calendar
Right.
with no
So,
holidays for that reason. They're doing it. If they're doing it for any reason, it's probably, I would guess that it's to show deference to the 2030 plan. In other words, if we put holidays in, we're projecting a future that's in conflict with the 2030 plan.
that is crazy.
Let's at least project a future that's neutral with regard to the 2030 plan.
That's
That would be
amazing.
my
And you
guess.
know, they were completely unrelated videos. And when this guy said, "Check your calendar," I'm like, "Come on." And yes, sure enough,
That is
I'm looking
shocking.
through every single year and you've got all the holidays. You get to 2030, it's just nothing. It's all blank.
Amazing.
But, and I know it's not that, oh, they just couldn't go 4 years or 5 years into the future. It's like, come on. You're telling me that I can't put in ChatGPT what day would
Yeah.
Thanksgiving fall on in
Yeah,
2045?
right.
Come on, ChatGPT would be able to make those calculations.
You
It's
could,
just
even without.
multiples of seven.
Yeah. The only thing you have to adjust for
Come on,
is
so
leap year. You just have to
yeah.
adjust for leap year. You
So
could
it's
do
not
your own
that,
calculation.
right? So if your birthday falls on a Monday this year, next year it's going to fall on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and so on and so forth.
Until you get to the fourth year, and
Yeah,
then
but my
it.
point is, you don't think that a computer can do those calculations?
Of course it can.
Second.
Yeah.
So it's not that
See.
the computer just to say, "I'll give you the next 3 years or whatever," but I can't go. Come on,
Yeah. It's
you can
5 years
go
from
beyond
now.
that.
It's 5 years from now to 2030.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, essentially 4 years.
4 years because it's almost over. Right.
Yeah. You're telling me that it doesn't know what's going to
Course it
happen
could,
next?
they could compute it. Anybody could compute it.
Right. So why is it blank? Isn't that creepy?
That's, I think it's, it could, it's probably deliberate. That's, I agree. It's
Man, when
probably.
I saw that, I was like, wow, that's like, there's nothing for January 1st, nothing for July 4th. It's just gone.
Yeah.
So what does that
Interesting.
mean? That means that there's going to be a
It's just
drastic
like,
change.
John, it's just like, why, when you turn on, like Linda had a movie on this afternoon, and everyone is, she likes to watch these Hallmark type movies. You know, they're really light and they're uplifting.
Sappy and
But there's always the obligatory homosexual in every single one movie you put on. Why? Well, they're showing deference to the agenda,
yeah,
whatever the agenda is.
that's
Nobody's saying
100% true,
I'm
Dev.
not doing
If we watch a new show on Netflix, or anything for that matter, but if we were to start watching a new show, we've done this so many times, it'll start out normal or conventional. Then, sure enough, there's a child who's transitioning.
Yeah, there's all the time.
There's a lesbian couple, or
Yep.
there's always, yeah, there's always a non-binary child. It's all, and it's like,
Yeah.
why? Because it's like, you can't be too traditional,
No.
or they'll look. So you've got to make your sacrifice on the altar, and it's like,
Yeah.
there, we have
Yeah.
a non-binary kid or a child who's transitioning or a lesbian couple. It's like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
now it'll go through.
Yeah.
You've got
So
to.
I think the calendar is just another instance of the same kind of thinking. You know, well, 2030 is supposed to be totally, everything's supposed to be different by then. We just can't project as if nothing is going to change.
Jeez, that's
I
crazy.
think it's deliberate on that kind of a level.
Wow.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but that's, it's, it
Right.
shows that, probably shows that whoever is responsible for that is on board with the idea. And say, well, I, that's what's, we're not going to project the contrary message. I mean, start getting people adjusted to the new way of thinking here.
Wow.
But I see, yeah, I've, it's almost inevitable that something like that is going to have to happen. And it's going to be something that people want
That's what he was saying too,
because
wasn't he?
employment, with the advancements in technology, there is no meaningful work for people to do. It's becoming more and more redundant all the time. Even it, in other words, they don't have to pass a law that it's illegal to work. It's just that nobody wants to hire you. Why would we want you to make hamburgers in in McDonald's? We have a machine that does that.
Right.
You know, why do
And
they
that's what
want
he
you to
was saying
write
too.
programs? They've got, you know, ChatGPT can do it,
Right.
you know, write
And that's
code.
what he was saying, that even going to college is really useless at this point. And I was telling Carmen that if you were to, 20 years ago, say I was going to go to college for computer programming, that would make a lot of sense. But nowadays, what's the point? Because even if I did graduate knowing how to write code through Python, ChatGPT can write circles around me
Right.
in seconds. So even if
Sure.
I program this code, dude, ChatGPT did that in 5 seconds. What would
Yeah.
take me weeks to do? So
Right.
what's the point?
Yeah, there is very little point on so many levels, and there's
In
no, I
fact, they
don't,
can code better.
and because it is
I
more.
guarantee you, ChatGPT could code better than the developers we have at Kaiser. It can do a better job.
Sure, and nobody is taking, none of, no employer is taking an idealistic position like, well, you know, I'm not going to use it because I want to provide work for my employees. They're not thinking that way. They're thinking, hey, I can save a lot of money.
A ton. Yeah.
And, why in the
Mean,
world
so
would I
Dad,
want to fight it?
look at my little business. If I want to have a database built, which I did, you think I'm going to hire Cower and pay him $200,000 a year? Why? I can build my own damn program.
No,
Which
I
I did.
understand.
And I saved
Well,
essentially
you probably,
$200,000.
yeah, it's definitely moving that way and very, very rapidly. And
It's
so
really crazy.
here's the interesting thing, though. Even though you don't need a conspiracy for this to happen because it's happening by itself. It's not like you have somebody who has to figure out, well, how are we going to be able to make this happen? The system is at a point where it's happening automatically now.
Yes, right. I
Now,
think
the
that.
end result of all this is, yeah, a lot of people are going to be very happy because it's going to be their salvation in essence, because they otherwise have no way of getting employment, no way of get having a living. And here the government says, look, we understand your plight. Don't worry about it. We've evolved to a point where we don't need human labor anymore. So we're just going to give everybody a minimum, a basic living allowance. You do whatever creative thing you want to do,
Yeah.
or theoretically. That I think is going to have some other profound effects on
Man,
people who
I
could ever
think
have
people
that.
will love that because that
Oh,
means you
most
can
people are
just
going to love
live
it.
in your. But again, that would also, I think, would go comes along with that is as the guy was saying in End Times Headlines, that you will own nothing and you will be
Let me
happy.
t say something about that too. The own nothing is happening right now. And people, you may notice it already, but you may not have noticed it in the sense that you were having owning nothing, but you're noticing it that more and more things you are not owning, you're renting them. You don't own software anymore, you rent
Right.
it. That's
Right.
you don't
That's true. I have
own
to
you
pay a
don't go
monthly
to
fee
the
for
you
Adobe.
don't
I
go
used to buy
to
Adobe.
you don't
You don't
go
need.
to the video store and buy a DVD anymore.
Right.
You rent it from Netflix.
Right. And not only that,
Everything
Dad,
is
if I
subscription.
went to Prime and rented a movie and I spent the $3.99, that means I rented for tonight for $3.99. Tomorrow, it's another $3.99. Whereas we used to go and buy, spend 10 bucks, right, at Best Buy and you'd own that and you could watch it a
Oh yeah.
thousand times.
We
And
got a
even
whole
like
cabinet
Adobe,
full
you would buy Adobe Acrobat and you would own
them.
that. Now I have to pay a monthly subscription.
Oh, and a bit stiff price too for Adobe. It's very expensive. And you
I use
don't
that because I
own
have to
it.
modify my invoices all the time.
Yeah. It's
But I have to
ridiculous.
pay for Adobe. I pay for Office. But no, your point though is, and that's really, really profound. We used to own Office. You don't anymore. You used to own Acrobat. You don't anymore. You don't even own your movies. You own nothing.
And even people who still
Tangibly,
think,
I used to
even if you
own.
think you own it, you don't really own your own house.
No, of
You're
course
paying
not.
taxes every year, which is
Even if I
really
paid off
like
my mortgage, I'd still pay.
you're
I
renting
pay
the real
property tax.
estate.
I pay property taxes in perpetuity.
I know. It's like you're renting the property. If you
I
don't
told one
pay
of
them,
my
they're
coworkers
gonna
about that a couple weeks ago. She was heartbroken about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was. I don't know why she. Well, I mean, she's Indian, but. She was like, oh, my husband and I bought this house and we're working on, paying off the mortgage. She's like, but, one day we'll have the mortgage paid off and then everything will be perfect. And I was like,
Dream on.
that's what she said. I go, well, you do realize that you never ever stop paying property taxes. And she's like, what? She's like, I didn't know that. And she didn't know. And she
Oh
was
my,
like
it's so.
completely, and she was so upset. I go, you're gonna pay that
I'm sorry
forever.
you disillusioned her like that, John.
She
That
was
really
so
is
sad.
terrible. Oh, yeah. I mean,
Poor
because.
thing. I know. She probably thought she was gonna like own it and then be done with it.
Yeah,
Oh,
be
yeah,
happy.
we're
No,
no.
we're going to be. But you see.
She didn't know.
realize, I don't care if I have to rent for the rest of my life. There's really no difference. I'm doing that anyway. And so I don't think it's going to be a big shock because it's going to be more like there's no way I'm ever going to be able to buy a house in this financial, in this economic situation. That's what the young people are going to say. So when,
When you're making,
if
what,
you're
$16
given
an
a
hour?
rent, if you're given a rent allowance as part of, it's factored into your monthly allotment, that's fine. That's the way the world is now. It's really that different.
Do you remember in Idiocracy when he's living in his little box and he's just watching TV and the government? That's exactly what they forecasted, that the government's going to take care of everything and you're just going to watch TV and just.
Well, hopefully it's not going to be that bad, but it could be.
Idiocracy is one of my favorite movies. I think that that movie is prophetic.
Well, it's the kind of thing you
It's the
could
same guy that
see
did
coming.
Office
It's the kind
Space.
of thing that you could see coming. You know, even 10, 15 years ago, you could see it coming if you just extended things out to their logical conclusion.
So basically, within the next 4 years, what they're hoping is that the economy is going to get so crazy, and I'm feeling it. And if I'm feeling it, tons of other people are feeling it. Everyone, no one can afford to live anymore. Right. You've got the political unrest, and then it's going to get to the point where AI is another element. It's going to make employment completely irrelevant. So you've got really, really high expenses on one hand, no need for gainful employment on the other, which is going to say, okay, the obvious solution is we just give you a monthly income and you can
Which
spend it
will
however you
also
want.
then be a vehicle for social control, which
Yes,
is the
which is
dangerous
what I
part.
was going to say. On the other hand, though, now that once we've entered into this system, Carr, in order to continue to receive those monthly benefits, you have to show your allegiance to the beast.
Inevitably, they at least you have that potential. Because that's what's going on in China right now. They have a social credit system. And in essence, that's what any
Which is
system like
crazy.
this would allow for. Because if you're
Man.
getting, whenever you put yourself in a position where you're taking money from the government, you're under their control. This is what every college, look at all the colleges,
Yes, of
not just
course.
recently. Why did Harvard suddenly decide to change their admission policy? Because the government under Trump now could say to them, you either do it or we're not going to give you free money anymore.
Yeah, anytime the government subsidizes your
You become
organization, you're doing what they say.
indebted. You become indebted to them. So it's a reality. So I think these are things we should keep in mind.
So what we're saying is that if this does go through, that AI and super AI and all these data centers that they're going to be building all over the country, right? This all succeeds, and AI is just growing like a monster, particularly in healthcare. You've got the rise of AI. As that increases, employment decreases, right? The prices of everything goes crazy. There's economic problems widespread. Now we enter into 2030, which is a world of AI-run, government-subsidized everything, zero, almost essentially zero employment. But again, what you were suggesting is that in that world, there's no reason to celebrate July 4th because we're not working. Is that really? But I mean, isn't there a greater significance?
There is the greater significance
It
is
would be mere
it's an
purely
un
symbolic.
yeah, I don't
It would be like,
think
oh, it's July 4th. It would be like, March 15th or something like that. It's like, oh, it's the Ides of March. Like, who cares about that other than English majors.
Right.
Right?
Really. No, I understand. There may be, it may be also, and the July 4th thing may imply one worldism too. If the United States has no particular significance anymore because it's part of a one world government, why would you be celebrating July 4th? That's only significant in a nationalistic world
Oh,
where nations, you see? So that may be part of it too, where they're projecting that not only will this system just be not only the financial implications, but the political implications of 2030, which might be we know they want to eliminate all borders and all national identity, at least the one world people do. Now Trump's fighting against it, and certain countries are still objecting, and there's a political move against that. Whether or not, I don't know who's going to prevail. That's part of.
Right, and that's another thing that I think actually I was not taught, it was not discussed in the End Times headlines. Adam from Jiu-Jitsu was telling me about this. We were talking about, I don't know what we were talking about, but the point is he was saying that America has to fall in order for there to be a one world government. You can't have all of the world and
No.
America, right?
And
You can't have a
that's
superpower, right?
right.
America has to fall in order for there to be a one world.
Yes. And think in
Same thing.
Revelation, John, when it says that the beast hated the great whore and ate her flesh. That's the fall of Babylon, where everybody's shocked that Babylon falls, but that's when the beast comes to power.
Right.
So it's
And that
exactly
has to
what your
be
friend is
America.
saying. Yeah.
Right. So America is headed towards.
I don't know if it's America so much or it's the
Or
economic
capitalism in
system,
general.
the capitalistic system, which America is the epitome of.
Yes.
So it may result in the fall, at least the fall of the economic dominance of America. In other words, if the capitalistic system falls, America may not disappear from the face of the earth, but it will certainly disappear as the leading,
Oh, right. No, I mean,
the power that it is. Its power
yeah,
will be
America
great.
will always be here physically, but it's no longer right now it's still a world power.
And it's a power because of that economic
Because of the
control that it
capitalistic
has.
system.
Lose
But
that
once
and it's nothing.
right, you have to do away with that. You have to destroy capitalism, destroy the economy, so America falls and joins the rest of the world as just another nation. You're no longer a superpower because right now it's basically here's America and
Yeah,
everybody
here's everybody
else.
else.
It's always been like it's
Definitely.
been like that for the last 200 years. That has to
Well,
stop.
it's been that way since World War II, anyway.
Okay.
I wouldn't say 200 years,
Okay.
but
At least since World War II.
And it's become ever even more. I think it's more that way now than it ever has been. I mean,
Yeah,
you've
I thought
witnessed.
that in the 80s we were like really
I was thinking,
in your
yeah, we were
face.
kind of weak, but I mean, what has been happening the last year where we go in, we bomb Iraq, we go bomb Venezuela and stuff. I mean, and nobody says anything.
Oh, right. I mean, who wants to go toe-to-toe with America?
They're not going to. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It's like we obviously have more power now than we ever had. We never would have dreamed of doing anything like that before. Oh,
Yeah.
that's going to start World War III. No, it's not starting anything, apparently.
Again, because like I said, I think there's America and then there's everybody else.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Oh,
I
man,
think
it's
that in
something.
America, the United States is the last man standing.
It's because everybody is dependent on our financial security. If our financial security goes down, theirs does too,
Yes,
and
the whole
harder
world
and
crumbles.
harder.
Absolutely.
So nobody wants that to happen.
Right. There are nations that have their entire currency supported by the American dollar.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow,
So
that's amazing.
it is amazing.
So, but you can't have a big superpower like that in a world, a one world
Not if you're
nation.
going to have a one world government where, like the United, this consortium of nations where they're like states are in the United States.
Yeah.
Countries would be like that. You can all get together and decide what you're going to do, but it
So
applies to everybody.
crazy. And of course, the Antichrist has to have that because it's not just 95% of the world. It's I own 100% of the world. So basically, America is on a trajectory to destruction.
Possibly. Possibly. I think the financial system is definitely on a trajectory to fall. I think that's prophesied with the fall of Babylon.
Jeez.
But the physical United States, maybe not.
So basically, so what I'm trying to say though is that I think the economic turmoil that everyone is experiencing is just the beginning, right? And it's going to continue, and things aren't therefore going to get better.
Well, they're not going to get better in the sense of get back to the type of economy we had in previous
Like
points in
10
our
years ago.
history.
That
But
sucks.
again, I'm
10
I
years
don't
ago, I was making more money than I knew what to do with.
well, I think.
Now, I don't. That's certainly not
You're making the new.
the case now. That was 10 years ago.
You should, we should be looking to the Lord to provide for us, John, because instead of looking to ourselves to provide for everything, we need to face the reality that we're not so much in control of our destiny as we might think. So trust in the Lord with all my heart,
Yeah.
because that's what you're going to need. I've been reading in Daniel, and it just read the whole book of Daniel seems. Ironically, I just finished the book of Esther, and I've started Daniel. This time in reading Esther, I saw it as almost a allegory of the end times, with Mordecai like being the Christ figure, who's
That's interesting.
And it's I don't know how to get in, but it's like Haman is trying to destroy all the Jews, all of them,
Yeah,
and
I get what you're
you know
saying.
what I'm
That's
saying?
absolutely, Haman is a certainly a
A type
satanic.
of Satan,
Yeah.
And Daniel, you have the same kind of scenario where Nebuchadnezzar is the head of that big image, the beast in essence, which carries on to the end of times until it's broken by the stone that falls, comes from heaven and shatters the whole thing and it all falls apart. But, even though Nebuchadnezzar feared God in certain ways, he also persecuted at different points in time, well, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, when, he puts up this image. I think he put that image of that he wanted everybody to bow down to as a result of the dream he had, that vision. Because when Daniel told him, "You're the head of this great figure," I wouldn't be surprised. He says, "Well, in that case, I'm going to make a big image of it, and I'm the head. Let everybody show their allegiance to me."
Yeah.
And when they did, when the three children of Israel, Daniel, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused, that was an amazing thing. It actually resulted in they actually overthrew that decree in a sense, because although he was outraged enough to throw them into the furnace, when they were delivered, it completely changed his attitude.
Yeah.
And he wrote a letter to everybody. This is the great, this is the only God that could, that he's the greatest God. And don't, if
What happened?
he actually wrote that to everybody in the nation, telling them not to blaspheme the God
Yeah.
of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
So I think there are going to be rough times ahead, and there's going to be times of victory through faith and allegiance to
As
the
we read
Lord.
tonight in
So
Isaiah,
as
when the
we read,
enemy
it
rises
comes
up,
in as a flood.
he will lift up a standard
Right.
against him.
So keep that in mind, and let's try to be faithful now while.
Yeah.
And
All
that's
right,
my,
Ben.
yeah.
Thank
Anyway,
you.
thank you. Good meeting, and we'll meet again,
We'll
Lord.
talk soon.
Yeah, bye
All
bye.
right, then. Thank you.